Of course, the political conventions start on Monday, Democrats first, Republicans second, so we wanted our bipartisan team of pollsters to check in with likely voters. This time around, we had them sample voters only in the toss-up states, the hard calls that will decide this election between John McCain and Barack Obama. Here's NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson.
Our pollsters came up with a list of 19 battleground states where polling shows the race is close or where the candidates have decided to invest major money and time. Stan Greenberg is the Democratic half of our team.
It's a very different map than what we've looked at in the past. We're looking at states like Alaska and Georgia that are, you know, odd places for those of us who've been stuck in the Electoral College, you know, map of the polarized American politics.
It's hard to imagine that some of these historically red states, like Alaska, Georgia, or North Dakota, will still be in play in November. But for now, says Republican pollster Glenn Bolger, Obama has managed to make them competitive.
I think it's pretty clear that, you know, Obama has his own set of strengths and his own set of weaknesses that make his candidacy not just historical, but also fairly unique.
George Bush won 14 of these 19 states in 2004, but in this select landscape, Obama is now tied with McCain, a remarkable change for the Democrats. But as Bolger points out, Obama does have glaring weaknesses. On a number of important presidential attributes, he compares poorly with McCain. 51% think he's too risky to be president. Only 38% say that about McCain. McCain has a 10-point advantage on being a strong leader and on having what it takes to be president. When asked which candidate says what people want to hear rather than what he believes in, 50% said Obama, 34% said McCain. Glenn Bolger.
That's why this race is so close nationally, despite the political environment totally going his way. The fact that this is a very close race nationally underscores the perceptual challenges that Obama faces in terms of not being seen as a leader.
But the poll also exposed weaknesses in McCain. Asked which candidate is independent, more voters, 46%, said Obama, 42% said McCain. That's a blow to what Stan Greenberg says was once McCain's stock in trade.
No doubt McCain has strengthened his position as a strong leader. His brand was also rooted in being independent, but this is McCain brand, which he no longer dominates. What he had to do to win the nomination has lost him a great deal. On the other hand, Obama does have important advantages on bringing right kind of change, restoring respect in the world. Those are also important presidential attributes.
Walter Ice, a registered independent from Minnesota, says he originally was leaning to McCain, but no longer.
Towards the beginning of this thing, I was thinking if a Republican was going to win, I wish it was him. He was probably the best candidate of all the choices that I had. But after I've seen all this other stuff and his campaigning right now is bothersome, too, I've lost almost all my respect for him.
The ad wars are clearly taking a toll on both men. When asked who's been too negative in his campaign, 51% of our voters say McCain, 27% said Obama. But when asked who's flip-flopped, voters reversed that judgment. 49% said Obama, only 27% said McCain. We reached Mike Lukless from Algonac, Michigan, at his job at a rubber factory. He's a registered Democrat, but he's thinking about voting for McCain.
When Obama talks and stuff like that, he doesn't really say what he stands for.
Do you think that McCain is the person who tells you what he really thinks?
Yes.
Lukless thinks Bush has done a bad job, and he wants to end the war. But he reflects the sentiments of the voters in our survey, who by 10 points say McCain has the better approach to Iraq.
We're spending way too much money over there, and too many people are dying they shouldn't be dying.
You know that Obama wants to pull out.
Yeah, but you just can't pull out at once, leaving a bunch of bad news behind.
Those kind of doubts on both sides may explain why both candidates seem to be caught beneath a ceiling in the polls this summer. Obama in the mid to high 40s, McCain in the mid to low 40s, with each hoping his convention will help him break through and break out. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.
If you really want to know whether to trust a poll, there's something you should always know. How did they ask the question? How did they phrase it? And that's something you can learn because NPR's questionnaire, the complete questionnaire for this survey, is online along with the full results at npr.org.